Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together. Got joy in my soul. God is in control. I got Satan on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord on tonight. Yes, you're now once again tuned into, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown, Jr., and we do come to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan, each and every Thursday and every Saturday night, normally from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m., but on tonight we're coming to you at 8:30 p.m., and we're going to go through 9:15 p.m. on tonight. So I'm asking our listeners, please get your Bibles, your pens, and your paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God. None other than Pastor Frederick Chapman will be delivering God's word very shortly. We get ready to go to God's throne of grace and mercy and through prayer right now. And we're going to ask all listeners, if you would touch and agree with me in prayer, as we continue to lift up all those soldiers, the nine soldiers that was killed in the air crash on yesterday. We want to continue to lift up all those families of those nine soldiers that was killed in the air crash on yesterday. We want to continue to lift up our brother in Christ, Rob Mitchell's mother, Darlene. She's in ICU at the Henry Ford Hospital. We want to continue to lift up my cousin, Mary Ann King from Greensboro, North Carolina. My cousin, her brother, Pastor Norman King from Greensboro, North Carolina, he had surgery. We want to continue to lift him up in prayer as well. And all those that are sick and afflicted, whether we know them or not, all those that are bereaved, whether we know them or not, we thank God that he knows who they are and where they are. And we thank God we don't have to send him anywhere. We want to lift up Pastor Mark C. Holloway in the loss of a loved one in his family that I think he said it was his godmother, I think he said it was. But God knows who she is in that family. So we want to continue to lift up Pastor Mark C. Holloway and those families in prayer as well. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we, your children, are coming together once again on tonight, giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name because we know that there is none like you in all the earth. You're so worthy of our praise. We bless your name, Heavenly Father. We thank you for allowing us to wake up and see this another day that you have made. We just give you glory, honor, and praise for it in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, and ask that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain, that we will all be able to continue to fulfill our God purposes in the earth for your glory in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your grace and your mercy that you extend to each one of us. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that the blood of Jesus still works and that it will never lose its power. So on tonight, Heavenly Father, we ask that you will move by your Spirit through your man of God as he gets ready to deliver your word on tonight, that your word will be heard and received on tonight. And we pray that souls will be saved on tonight as they hear this word. Backsliders will come back to the fold. And the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified through your word on tonight, that you get the glory, is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another spiritual food for thought. And it comes to us saying on tonight, if people are doubting how far you can go, go so far that you can't hear them, that you can't hear them anymore. Once again, if people are doubting how far you can go, go as far, go so far that you can't hear them anymore. I welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase, james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Please take note that I do not own the copyrights to any music or songs played on this worldwide ministry platform. Well, that being said, we're not going to do a music break song because we're not doing our full hour on tonight. We want to give the man of God enough time to deliver God's word. So right now we're going to go to Pastor Frederick Chapman, and we're going to ask him to give it come forth with God's word. And once again, I pray to you listeners, whether you're on the line or through social media platforms around the world. I hope you have your Bibles, your pens, and pen ready to follow along. Pastor Chapman, I now yield the mic to you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Brother Brown, for having me once again here on your radio broadcast. And we thank God for each of you who have joined us on tonight. We are excited about the word on tonight. So, again, we want to just thank everybody, give an honor to God. Who continues to make all things possible to my wife, Pastor Rochelle Chapman, and the New Beginnings Bible Church. We want to thank all of those of you who may be tuning in on tonight, and then those who may be on this broadcast for the first time. We want to welcome you on tonight. I'm excited about tonight's word on tonight because I just believe that it is for someone who may be going through, maybe they're going through a test of their faith. Maybe they don't know which direction to take. There's some things that are not moving like you would like them to move in your life. And so tonight I believe that you tune in right on time, and I believe that this is a divine appointment for you on tonight. So we're going to go ahead go and jump right in. Tonight we're going to be looking at Matthew, the seventh chapter. The eighth chapter. We're going to be looking at verses 5 through to verse number 13. That is Matthew chapter 8, verse 5 through to verse number 13. Let's go ahead and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for what we are about to receive into our hearts, what we're about to receive into our lives, God. We believe you tonight, God. We believe you, Father God, for the great things of our life. We believe you, God, that you're with us through the dispensations of trouble and challenges that we've gone through, Lord God. But we know, God, that you make all things possible. And so, God, we are excited about what it is you're about to say to us tonight. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's go ahead and jump in. That is Matthew. Hopefully you got it. Matthew, the eighth chapter, verses 5 through to verse 13. Now, I'm going to be reading from the New King James Version. You may have a different version, but you could still follow along on tonight. Let's go ahead and jump in. The Bible says, "Now when Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him, pleading with him, saying, 'Lord, my servant is lying at home, paralyzed, dreadfully tormented.'" I want you to underline that. And the Bible says, "And Jesus said to him, 'I will come and heal him.' The centurion answered and said, 'Lord, I am not worthy that you should come underneath my roof, but only speak a word and my servant will be healed. For I also am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he does it.' When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to those who follow, 'Assuredly, I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel. And I say to you that many will come from the east and the west and sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven.'" I want you to underline that. "But the sons of the kingdom," watch this, "the sons of the kingdom will be cast out in outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then Jesus said to the centurion, 'Go your way, and as you believe,'" underline that, "'so let it be done for you.' And his servant was healed that same hour." Tonight, wow. I want to talk, I believe your word. I just want you to say that to yourself a couple of times. And I want you to get that into your spirit. I believe your word. I believe your word. It is important, brothers, that we believe God. It is important to God that we believe him. It is important that no matter what the challenge is in your life, that God's word can address the issue. It can solve the issue. Many of us, we try to deal with our problems in the natural. But when we grab God's word, we need to be able to handle our circumstances through that word. It is important, mm-hmm. brothers and sisters, to become familiar with what God's word says, that it not just be a word that you hear at church, that it's not just a word that you hear at Bible study or even on this radio broadcast, but that you know the word of God for yourself, that you are so familiar with it that you can address whatever issues may come your way. It's very important that you understand the authority of the word of God, that it's not just any word, but it is the very word that created all things. It is the very word that created the universe. It is the very word that created every ligament and every tendon in your body. It is a word that can do anything when we put it in our mouth, when we allow the word to be applied to our circumstance. So tonight, brothers and sisters, we have a story of a man who is a centurion who has a servant at home, and the servant is sick. This centurion, if we look at the text, the Bible says in verse 5, now when Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him pleading with him. And so in other words, he came with a plea. That's the first thing that I want you to understand, is that no matter what your position in life, there is always going to be something that challenges you. There's always going to be something in your life that you cannot handle on your own. And so this centurion comes to Jesus with a situation that he cannot handle. How many situations have you had in your life where you've tried to handle them and you could not? How many situations have you encountered where nobody could help you, but the only thing that you had was a word? How many of you tonight just know that you're in a season of your life where you cannot just depend on people, but you have to be able to depend upon the word of God? And so here he came with the plea, saying to him, my Lord, my servant, watch this, saying, Lord, my servant is lying at home, paralyzed, dreadfully tormented. The fact is that this centurion had a servant that could not move. How many of us have dealt with situations in our life where, listen, the problem wasn't going away and it wasn't moving out of the way? Maybe some of you may be dealing with a situation at home right now that seems difficult for you, that it's not moving in the direction that you want it to move. Here we have a servant who is paralyzed, and the centurion is used to this servant. He's used to this servant going from to they are doing what he asked the servant to do. But what happens in your life, what was working is no longer working. What was functioning in your life is no longer functioning in your life. What was doing well is no longer doing well. Not only is this man paralyzed, but he's in pain. How many of us have discovered that life is full of pain? Life is full of struggle. Life is full of disappointment. Life can be painful emotionally. Life can be painful physically. This man is not only in a place where he cannot move, but he's in pain. Have you ever been in a situation in your life where not only was your life not moving, but you were also in pain at the same time? Many of us have dealt with that in life, brothers and sisters, where we have dealt with our life is not moving in the direction we want it to, or we can't move at all, or we're stuck in the same place. But not only are we stuck in our circumstance, the situation is painful. And I want you to understand, brothers and sisters, that the word of God can deal with our paralysis, but it not only deals with our paralysis, it also deals with our pain. I want you to know that the word will get moving what is not moving. The word will bring healing to that which is in pain. And I'm here to tell you tonight that whatever your circumstances are, I want you to really dig deep into the Word of God to get what you need on tonight. Because there is somebody on here tonight who's dealing with paralysis. You're dealing with something that's not moving. You're dealing with a painful situation, and you can't find relief anywhere. You're dealing with the pain of your body. Some of your joints and ligaments are hurting. Some of you can't even move to get to the next place or get to the next level in your life. But I'm here to tell you on tonight that the Word of God has come to heal you. God said in His Word that He sent His Word and He healed us. And I'm here to tell you tonight that God is about to bring healing to your circumstance. He's about to bring healing to your home. It's interesting here, brothers and sisters, that Jesus, in verse number 7, it says, and Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. I want you to understand that the Lord is willing.
Yes.
I'm going to say it again. The Lord is willing. Some of us, we can't find anybody who's willing to take on our issues, who's willing to take on our problem, who's willing to take on our circumstance. But I'm here to tell you that the Lord is willing tonight. I know the doctor may not be willing to help you. Your family may not be willing to help you. Your brothers and sisters may not be willing to help you. Even your closest friend may not be willing to help you. But there is a friend that sticks closer than any brother tonight. And I'm telling you, when you look at Jesus, you need to look at the Word. And so here, the Word says, I'll come and heal him. Listen, brothers and sisters, I want you to understand that Jesus was willing to travel so far in order to get to this man who was not even in the scene of this passage. He's actually at home. He's actually in another place. I really want to pinpoint this, brothers and sisters, because you don't know who God has interceding for you. Listen, right at this that you're going through. You're not moving, but you don't know that God has somebody interceding for you. Things are painful, but there's somebody who is interceding for you. And so here, Jesus says, I will come and heal him. Now watch what the centurion does here. In verse number 8, the Bible says, the centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof. Let's just pause there for a minute, because the fact is, brothers and sisters, none of us are worthy for God to help us. Listen, none of us deserve God to help us. No one is so spiritual that God needs to do anything for us, because in and of ourselves, we have done wrong. Some situations we've gotten ourselves into, and then we want God to get us out of it. But the fact of the matter is that none of us is worthy. None of us is worthy to come and say, God, do this or that for me, because God has already done enough for us. God has given us our health. He's given our strength. He's continued to bless us. He's continued to give us everything that we need when we don't necessarily give God our faithfulness, when we don't necessarily give God our hearts and give God our lives. But when we are in trouble and when we are in need, we go after God. But God, listen, steadily will come to help us even when we don't deserve it. I want you to understand that God is not withholding blessing from you because you've done wrong. God is not withholding blessing for you because you deserve for him to do whatever he's going to do. God is not holding any type of past issues against you, because some would have a theology that, man, if I've done wrong, then God is not going to help me. But I want to tell you that God's mercies are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. He will give us our portion of grace and mercy every day. Matter of fact, David said, your goodness and your mercy followed me all the days of my life. And so here tonight, brothers and sisters, I want you to be able to understand that God is putting you in a position right now to understand that he is willing to bless you. He is willing to give you what you need in the time that you need it. What I love about this centurion is that even though he didn't feel worthy, he came on behalf of someone else. I'm here to tell you, brothers and sisters, that your prayer life and your pleading can't just be about what you need all the time, because God wants to use you in somebody else's life. This man's servant is at home, and yet he sees how much pain he's in. He sees the struggle that he's in, and he's willing to leave from where he's at in order to get to Jesus so that his servant can be healed. Now, this servant says, I don't even deserve for you to come underneath my roof. Now, isn't that where the sickness is? Isn't that where the problem is? And he is saying he doesn't even deserve for him to come underneath this roof. I want to tell you, so much goes on in our homes, brothers and sisters. We don't deserve God's presence to be in our roof, under our roof. We don't deserve God's presence to be in our lives, but God says, I'm willing to show up for you. And I'm here to tell you, brothers and sisters, that whatever you're going through, God is willing to show up for you, even though we're not worthy. Now, here it says, he says, but only speak a word. I want you to underline this, because this is critical here. He says, but only speak a word. Listen, many of us, we want preachers to lay hands on us. We want our bishop to lay hands on us. But how many of y'all say, if I could just get a word from God? I'm here to tell somebody tonight that all you need is a word from God. You don't need Jesus himself to come and lay hands on you. What you need is a word. There are some people out here who think that they need physical touch in order to be healed. They think that they need physical prophecy in order to be healed. But the fact is, all you need is a word from God. Listen, when the doctors can't do nothing else, you need a word from God. When the medicine isn't working like it used to, you need a word from God. I'm here to tell you that whoever you are tonight, you need to say, Lord, speak the word only. How many of you could just receive this word for yourself right now? Listen, stop what you're doing right now and just begin to receive the word for yourself. God, speak to my circumstance. Speak to my situation. Speak to me, Lord, because I think that many times, brothers and sisters, we're waiting on other people instead of saying, God, what does your word have to say about my situation? Do you know that God has the final word on your circumstance? The doctor doesn't have the final word. The preacher doesn't have the final word. Your brother doesn't have the final word. Your sister doesn't have the final word. Your boss does not have the final word. But God has the final word for your circumstances. Here he says, speak, only speak the word. How many of y'all are in a season right now where you say, Lord, only your word? Only your word, Lord. Help me to receive what you have for me through your word, not through philosophy, not from some motivational speaker, but Lord, what does your word have to say? Listen, here he says, only speak the word and my servant will be healed. Now he's saying, Jesus, you don't even have to come to my house. If you just say it, I believe it. When are you going to get to the point in your life where God can just say a word and you believe it? Listen, you believe what the weatherman says when he says it's going to rain. You believe the doctor when he tells you you have cancer. You believe the people. Oh, come on, talk back to me, y'all. Listen, we believe every word, you know, that some talk show host says. We believe the words that we see on Facebook. We're believing every word of a man, but can you believe that God will do what he says he's going to do? You believe when you go to your favorite restaurant that you're going to get good service. You believe when you get in your car that it's going to start. Listen, you believe that you're going to make it to one destination to the next. But when God speaks a word, why do you hesitate? When God speaks a word over your life, why do you, go into doubt immediately instead of believing that he can do it for you? I'm here to resurrect your faith tonight. Whoever you are, your faith can be resurrected tonight. Whoever you are, you can be encouraged again. Whoever you are, you will move again. Whoever you are, you don't have to be in pain like you're in pain. Do you believe God's word can heal even though, listen, he may not be here in the flesh? He may not be here presently, but you will see his face one day. You're going to meet the one who healed your body and never gave you a bill. You're the one who healed listen, and took care of your family and didn't ask you for much. And I'm here to tell you tonight that whatever it is that you want from God, it can be so. Now, look at here. Here's the key that we have to understand. This, not only do we have this plea, not only do we have something that is paralyzed, not only do we have something in pain, but we do have a profession here. Understand here, he says in verse number 9, for I am also a man under authority. I want you to underline that word authority, because that's very important what he's speaking about when he talks about authority, having soldiers under me. Right now, so this man is a centurion soldier. He is a lead soldier, right? But he is also underneath authority. So he has superiors himself. Now, he says, I know how authority works. I want to ask you a question tonight. Do you know how the authority of your life works? Do you know who's in charge? Understand, do you have a God who is above you, and then God entrusts you to lead other people? Understand here that all of us need to be under the authority of someone. And the fact of the matter is, brothers and sisters, some of us, we don't want to have anybody over us. We don't want to listen to anybody who God has put in our life. We don't want to listen to our pastors. We don't want to listen to the bosses that we have. We don't want to listen to anybody. But I want to tell you, in this season, you have to submit to the authority of what God has put in your life, whether it be a pastor, whether it be a boss, whether it be, come on, somebody, whether it be the word of God. You need to understand that there must be some type of level of submission to the word of God. Now, here he says, I have soldiers under me. Watch this. He says, and I say to this one, go. Watch this, and he goes. To another, come, and he comes. To do this, and my servant, he does it. Now, watch this, brothers and sisters. Every single one of these is about obeying a command, right? I tell this one to go, and he goes. Watch this. I tell another to come, and he comes. I tell my servant to do this, and he does it. Notice that it is not just a command that he gives, but there is obedience to the command. Ah, are you here? But it's because many of us hear God say go, and we don't go. We have God ask us to come, and we don't come. God tells us to do this, and we don't do it. The fact is that many of us are paralyzed and stuck because we don't do the things that God commands us to do. We're not obedient to what God says. See, this is where the hard part of the lesson comes, because we know we want God to answer us. We want God to take care of us, but do we want to hear what God has to say? And not only do we want to hear what God has to say, but do we want to do what God tells us to do? And even if we don't do it, because of his authority, we do it anyway. Listen, child wants to do everything that their parents tell them to do? Listen, I don't know of a child who wants to do everything that their parents tell them to do, but those obedient children understand that even though they don't want to do it, they have to do it because of the authority that has been given. Listen, brothers and sisters, God's authority and his words count for something. Listen, if there's a police officer, listen, who stops traffic, listen, it is only because he has the authority of the law on his side. Let you get out there and try to stop traffic with your words. Listen, people gonna go around you, people gonna beat their horn at you, tell you to get out of the street, but let a police officer with his badge and uniform and his lights flashing out there, and everybody stop it. And I'm here to tell you, brothers and sisters, that the word of God has that type of authority in your life. Listen, God will make stop what wouldn't stop for you before. God will make clear what wasn't clear. God will help you to face your fears that you couldn't face before. His word has that type of authority. Does his word have authority over your cancer? Does God's word have authority over your paralysis? Does God's word have authority in your life? And so this soldier understands the level of authority that Jesus has. And this is why Jesus is so amazed. He says, listen, you don't even have to come to my house. All you got to do is say it, and I believe that that word will go all the way home to my servant and heal his body. I'm telling you, do you know that word travels? Listen, God can give you a word tonight that will meet somebody else in St. Louis. God's word will meet you tonight and somebody else in California. God's word will meet you tonight and meet somebody over in the Caribbean or the islands. I'm here to tell you that God's word will travel to any place in your life and heal it. I'm here to tell somebody right now, you may have a loved one who is on their sickbed, but I'm here to tell you that God's word will heal them right there in the sickbed. Do you believe it tonight? Do you believe that God's word with no other word can do? Now, he says here in verse 10, when Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to those who followed, watch this, assuredly I say to you, I have not found such great faith, no, not in Israel. Now, Israel was supposed to be the ones who had great faith. They have a great heritage, right? This is a Roman centurion. He is not. Come on. He is not a Jewish man. He is a Roman soldier. Understand that he says, I can't find this type of faith among the people who's supposed to have great faith. Isn't that crazy how God, listen, Jesus can make the statement that he makes that says, among people of faith, why isn't there any faith? And then those, listen, who don't necessarily follow close to me has great faith that God can do anything. Brothers and sisters, we as the people of God have to keep growing in our faith. Listen, why is it that a believer can believe that they can do anything, but you can't believe that you can do all things through Christ? I'm here to tell somebody tonight that God wants to increase your faith. Listen, does your faith make God scratch his head and say, I can't find nobody's faith like hers. I can't find anybody's faith like his. I can't find nobody's faith like Sister So-and-so or Brother Such-and-such. I can't find greater faith like this in all of God's church. I'm here to tell you, brothers and sisters, that Jesus made this statement here in verse 11, and I say to you that many will come from the east and the west and sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. Watch this, brothers and sisters. Why did he mention Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and sitting down with them in the kingdom? Because when it comes to faith, there's a reservation at a table in the kingdom for you. When you have faith, you're going to sit down with the pillars of faith. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I want to tell you, can you be numbered among those who have faith in God that will believe God and take him at his word? I'm here to tell you that you are number. If you're listening to me tonight and God is igniting your faith and he is taking your faith to another level tonight, you ought to just start praising God and lifting your hand and say, God, I am one of the ones. I am one of the ones who could just hear you say something and I believe it. I can hear you speak something and I believe it. Do you know that there's a reservation in heaven, a sign, a chair, come on, that is for you, that has your name on it, that nobody else can sit in? I'm here to tell you tonight that God wants to number you among people of great faith. Do you understand, brothers and sisters, God doesn't want you to have average faith. He don't want you to have faith that's barely hanging on. He don't want you to have faith that's barely there. I'm telling you, your faith tank is being filled tonight. I'm believing it, and I speak it into your life. I speak it into your life right now that whatever you're failing to believe God for, you're about to believe him tonight. You're about to grow in your faith tonight. I believe that God is doing exceedingly abundantly right now above all you could ask or think, and that thing that was not being made whole is now coming together, and it is now being made whole. That prayer that was on hold up is now being released. I believe it right now that he's releasing it to you because your faith is beginning to fill up. You're saying, God, this word's for me. God, I know it's for me. I hear you speaking, Holy Spirit. I hear you speaking this word to me because my faith faith has been stagnant. My pain has been overwhelming. I'm here to tell somebody that whatever you need, God's got it. Now, here in verse number 12, it says, but the sons of the kingdom will be cast out into the outer darkness. Now, why does he call, you know, those who are unbelieving sons? Because God gives every one of us an opportunity to be a son of the kingdom. God gives us all an opportunity to know who we are in him. But he says the unbeliever will be cast out. I want to tell you something. Do you know that people don't go to hell for sins? They really go to hell for unbelief. Because they don't believe that Jesus is the Christ. They don't believe that Jesus is the one, the only way to God. Some of them don't believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Some people don't believe Jesus and what he said he was and who he came to be and what, excuse me, and what he is, being the Savior of the world. I'm here to tell you, brothers and sisters, Jesus is the Savior of the world. He's here give us eternal. And I want to tell you, there's nothing his word can't do. Now, our very last passage here, it says in verse number 13, then Jesus said to the centurion, go your way as you believe. Look at what he says. He says, as you believe. In other words, listen, just as you believe it would happen, that's what you're going to experience. I'm telling you, whatever you believe God for, it's going to happen. You need to say, God, I'm believing you for this. And it's going to happen. God, I'm trusting you for this, and it's going to happen. God, I remove all doubt. I remove that unbelief. I uproot it by the roots in the name of Jesus, and I believe you. Now, the Bible says, and his servant was healed from that same hour. So very in the same hour that this centurion was speaking to Jesus, Jesus was already healing his servant.
Yes.
I want to tell you something. God's word will go ahead of you. God's word ahead of you. I want to tell you, God's already at the hospital. God is already at the sick bed. God is already at the financial breakthrough. God is already healing your body. God is already making a way for great prosperity in your life. Whatever you need from him, if you need forgiveness, it's already available. If you need to be whole, it's already available. If you need to be anointed, listen, it's already available to you. And God is here. Listen, and God is going to do it just as his word has said. Listen, there's some of you who may not have Jesus Christ tonight. I want to tell you something. His word says in Romans 10:9 that if you confess with your mouth and you believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, you shall be saved. Acts chapter 4 and verse 12 says that there is no other name given unto men which we may be saved. John 3:16 says that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not but have eternal life. And I'm here to tell you that this is the greatest faith move you could ever make. It's to give your life to Jesus Christ. If you're out there and you don't have Jesus Christ into your life, in your life, I just want you to open up your mouth and say, Lord, I need you. Lord, God, I need you right now. I need you to come into my life. I need you to come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I thank you for your death. I thank you for your burial, and I thank you for your resurrection. God, I believe that I'm saved. We believe that it's that simple. Now, next, you need to find a good Bible-based church where you can go and hear God's word and to be taught the word of God, not just to be randomly going from church to church, but you need to have a church where you can be stable, where you can learn the word of God, where you can be encouraged and increase your faith in Jesus Christ and his word. Listen, brothers and sisters, we want to give the invitation to each and every one of you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Listen, all of that information can be given to you. And just go ahead and contact Brother Brown. Also, you could contact me, myself. And like I said, I just believe that God is going to do it for you on tonight. Thank you so much for having me, Brother Brown, and I'll hand it back over to you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. What a word on tonight. And I love how God sends his word, because God knows who's going to be listening, and he knows exactly what we all stand in need of. We all standing in the need of something. But I thank you for this word on tonight, and I can truly confess on tonight that I believe God's word. I'm speaking it out of my own mouth for my own self, for my own family, for my relatives all over the land. I speak this word that I believe God's word, and I hope and pray that every listener that have dialed in on tonight, that every listener that's listening in through social media platforms around the world, all those of the you that may be behind prison walls, prison bars, incarcerated, that's hearing this word on tonight all across America, we pray that you, too, have received this word, and that you can truly say out of your mouth that you believe God's word. Pastor Chapman, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to deliver this word, a much-needed word for such a time as this. Right now, I'm getting ready to open up the phone lines for all of those that have dialed in on tonight. And as we do know that some people do dial in and they don't say anything when it comes to the phone lines being open. But thank God, we thank God for you dialing in anyway. And we thank God that you are acceptable to receive.
Oh, Brown, let the people talk.
Right now, could someone mute your phone, please? Whoever's talking in the background, unless you get ready to speak to Pastor Chapman, or if you want to give your words of encouragement, the phone lines are open right now for anyone that have received this word on tonight. The phone lines are open. Praise the Lord. Anyone? I know that I was not the only one that received this word on tonight. If you received this word on tonight, could you please encourage Pastor Chapman? Praise the Lord.
Say that. My name is Sarah Clark, and I had just recently given my life over to God. I've always put man before God, and it's a long story, and I don't want to take up all your time, but I got in an accident in 2007, and Pastor Chapman, I got saved with Pastor Chapman, and then I got my life straightened around. And then, unfortunately, I put man before God.
Okay,
and
do
then
that.
I wasted six
no
years
man.
Of my life. And then I realized that what I was doing was wrong. And I just recently broke up 3 weeks ago. And I told God and promised him that I was going to put God first. It was a really bad relationship, and, you know, he didn't want to put God first, and he didn't want God in his life, and he just refused to have anything to do with God, and, you know, just God just different ways showed me that I shouldn't be with them, and I tried to help him, but anyways, God just led me a different way, and I just decided that I am older. I'm 49 years old, and I just want to serve the rest of my life serving God.
Amen.
Because I have, in my opinion, I've wasted the first half of my life serving myself and serving
man.
And putting everything in my life before God. And that is just wrong.
Yeah.
I want
Sarah,
read the Bible.
Sarah,
yes.
I'm sorry, I don't think she can hear us. Hey, Sarah.
Sarah?
Thank you so much. I appreciate you calling in, Sarah. Yeah, I think Mr. Brown only has a few more minutes left.
Oh, okay. All right, okay.
Sister Sarah, we're going to keep you in prayer. So you stay encouraged,
okay,
and just like Pastor Chapman said, I hope you pray and ask God to lead you to a faith-based church that's teaching and preaching God's word, so that you can be increasing your faith by God's word. And when you do it that way, then you will be a better follower of Jesus Christ, and you will always put God first. So we thank God for you that you accepted Jesus Christ, and that you're on the right road to following Christ. We'll be praying that your faith will continue to be increased. In Jesus' name. Thank you so much. We've got to keep you impressed, Sister Sarah.
Thank you.
Anyone else? The phone is still open. Anyone else? Praise the Lord. Anyone else? Go ahead, Pastor King.
Yeah, I want to thank the Lord for the word tonight. Believe in God. Amen. I believe in myself, brother. And sometimes I get so excited within my spirit, you know, because the things that God has said, and I know shall come to pass. So the word tonight was a timely word, an on-time word. We thank God and give you Godspeed. God bless you, brother.
Amen. Thank you so much. Pastor King, Pastor Chapman, that's my first cousin, Pastor Norman King from Greensboro, North Carolina. I just speaking to you.
Thank you.
So we thank God for all of you that have dialed in on tonight. We're not going to do a proven song, but once again on tonight, I thank God for each one of you. Listeners, I thank God for you, and trust me, know that I continue to lift you all up in prayer. Whether I know you or not, we thank God that he knows who you are and where you are and what you need. So continue to stand on God's word. Continue to be encouraged by God's word. And then also we want to learn how to continue to encourage one another. And sometimes we have to encourage ourselves in God's word. Until this coming Saturday night, continue to be blessed of the Lord. I know that I love you, but guess what? God loves you even more. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.